My guest today is Professor John Rapson. He's director of the U of I School of Music's Jazz Studies program. He's also a composer, conductor, and he's created a powerful multimedia performance. It's a piece based on an early 20th century immigrant whose story remains highly relevant today. You know, this a time when immigration is very much still in the news. Nice. Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan. It'll be performed by Professor Rapson and a cast of musicians and actors in the Voxman Music Concert Hall. That's at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 20th. He's here in the studio with me. Thank you so very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, this work is based on a June 2016 New Yorker article that caught your attention?
Yeah. The backstory of how this came about is a little bit circuitous. Last year, I had been relieved of my duties for a little while in order to recover from breast cancer. And I had undergone some surgery in May, and I got a call from David Gear, our department chair, asking me if I would consider doing a performance as part of the faculty showcase series that they're going to do to open up the new building in Iowa City, in the new music building. And I hadn't been on my radar for obvious reasons. And we discussed a few things. I thought about a few lecture demonstrations I'd done in the past or some other music that I'd written. And he hemmed and hawed and said, well, you know, it doesn't quite seem to be hitting the mark, but you'll come up with something creative. And I kind of had to go back to the drawing board to think about what I might do in November. And then I read this article, this amazing article by Catherine Schultz in the New Yorker. The article is actually called Citizen Khan, about Zarif Khan, who had been born in Bara right outside of the Khyber Pass and left home when he was 12 and wandered through India. We have no idea what he did in India for 7 or 8 years, but we do know he got on a boat in Bombay and took that boat all the way to Seattle, Washington. And from there, ended up exploring through the mountain regions. And the whole story has everything. It has, you know, love. It has rags to riches, fortunes won and lost over and over again, philanthropy, a murder. It's got everything that Hollywood would want. And it spurred for me some ideas that I've been tossing around. Earlier, I have a very good friend in Iowa City that is well known to most folk audiences, David Moore, Dave Moore. And he's been, of course, in the city in a mainstay for years. And I love his interest in Narciso Martinez and Flaco Jimenez, these accordion players from Mexico. And, of course, he's a great harmonica player and singer as well. And so we have been talking about trying to forge some kind of a project together. And then I had also recently made friends with Danielle Gaglioni, who is a singer-songwriter from southern France, who plays the North African mandol. And he's become a recent immigrant himself to Iowa City.
Oh, sweet.
And really quite an amazing artist. This instrument is such a beautiful, wonderful teardrop-shaped instrument, and his familiarity with Middle Eastern music and with the forms and so on. And it just hit me, you know, that I've been wanting to do something with Dave, I've been wanting to do something with Danielle, and here's the perfect vehicle. We could try to figure out a way to collaborate and produce something that would be fused by jazz to tell the story of Zarif Khan.
Wonderful. So tell us a bit about the piece itself.
Okay. It's a 75-minute work that is in 13 movements. We start off, the opening overture is something that's based out of traditional music that would be found in both Afghanistan and northern India, even maybe some Iran influence, using those forms to imitate his home background. And then there are 13 movements that follow that tell different parts of the story. We use elements of Native American music. We use some some Mexican waltzes. We use ragtime because his first fortune was made right before the stock market crash of 1929. We're trying to fuse all of these things together in each of the different movements. The piece itself is a little different from the article in the sense that we're trying to be evocative of the landscape of Afghanistan, the landscape of Wyoming. We spend more time maybe with things that allude to musical reference better than maybe the article did. But we do tell the story too. All along the way, we use silent movie titles to give you an idea of what we're trying to portray as the music is going along, so that you get to learn the actual story of Zarif Khan as we play.
And this is a very much a multimedia event. In addition to your own music, as you mentioned, there's folk music, there's dramatic readings, photographs. I mean, what did it take to put all this together?
Well, a bunch of friends. You know, the truth is that one of the reasons I thought we might be able to pull this off is I thought of what Dave Moore knows how to do already and what he does and what Danielle does already. And Paul Kalina is an actor out of the university faculty who we had worked together a couple years earlier to do a theater production called Crescendo in the UI Theater. And Paul is he's a hoot, and he had a friend that helped us to write a monologue that would have something of not Laurel and Hardy. I'm trying to think of the other guys a little later on, the Mutt and Jeff kind of guys. Well, anyways,
Abbott and Costello.
He had this friend helped him to fashion some monologues about the history of the tamale or the history of U.S. laws and so on. And so, you know, I couldn't have done it, I don't think, on such short notice if I'd been trying to write every element of it myself. I'm a strong believer in collaborative creation, in bringing your friends in and letting them do the things that they do best and finding a way for us to forge a union of those things.
Some of the monologues here, a short history of the tamale.
Yeah.
Paul Kalina, a monologue accompanied by Dave Moore, is a select history of U.S. law.
Right. Talking about all of the things that happened after Emancipation Proclamation. Mm-hmm. Most people probably don't know how many different xenophobic laws were developed. We were worried about the Chinese. And then later on, people like Zarif Khan had been given citizenship, but then later on, after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1917, were considered to be part of the yellow race, not part of the white race, and they had their citizenship taken away. And there are many things that happened for, you know, 100 years after Emancipation Proclamation that we're still showing the fears that we had of immigrants in the United States.
Amazing. Let's hear a bit of music from this work. One of my favorites, as I pointed out earlier, and you hinted that the rag section was in reference to the mill in the late 1920s before the crash, and it's the industrial rag and crash. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, again, this is something that's not much of the article itself. I'm using the opportunity of the music to talk about it. The early 20th century was a huge change in culture from the world of trains and steamboats and telegraph to the world of the telephone and the automobile and the airplane and the electric light. You know, people were staying out much longer hours. The speed of life seemed to accelerate at a breakneck pace. And ragtime was considered the theme of that era. And this is the very time that Zarif Khan, that little modest tamale stand in Sheridan, had his customers teach him about the stock market. And he turned out to be exceptionally good at picking stocks. And he had amassed something of a small fortune right before the stock market crash. But then, like so many others, he lost everything.
From Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan. This is a piece that this particular work is written by our guest, John Rapson. This one is called The Industrial Rag and Crash. Industrial Rag and Crash from Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan.
The crash at the very end, right?
This is a wonderful performance. It's a multimedia performance. It's a whole wonderful event, really. And it's taking place on the 20th, Thursday, April 20th. And it's going to be at the new Foxman Music Building. And Professor John Rapson, the creator of this work, is speaking with me today. Now, we were talking also about how this is, when I say it's a multimedia event, there are so many people that have worked on this with you and are working with you. I mean, there are musicians. They have Daniel Gaglione. We have Dave Moore. We have Ryan Smith, Tara Dutcher, Dan Padley, Blake Shaw, Justin LeDuc. It's just actually monologues from Paul Kalina. And it's just wonderful how all these people came together. And this is actually being filmed.
Right.
Now, I was told that one of the reasons that there was popular demand to do it again, but that also gave you the excuse to have the opportunity to actually put this together as a true filmed event.
Well, as we've talked on the side here, the show itself has a message, and it's touched a nerve in the current climate right now. And I would love for this music and this story to be told over and over again. But it's very unlikely that the group of people that have done the current production, that they would ever be available to go out and tour.
Yeah.
So we felt like the thing that we needed to do with a second performance was to get a good film of it and to find a way to edit that and then disseminate it, whether we'll figure out online or through DVDs. And maybe it will have a life. You know, there's a statue of Zarif Khan that's being erected in Sheridan, Wyoming this summer. It's been commissioned and it's going to be placed this summer.
Oh, wonderful.
I would love to play some of this music for the unveiling of that statue. But whatever happens, the main thing is that we need to get a document here so that the story can be told even if we can't tour it.
Well, I tell you what, it's just an absolutely wonderful event. I love the music. I was telling him that one of my favorites is that Industrial Rag and Crash. Another favorite of mine we're going to be hearing in just a bit. Now, you are keeping so busy. I was just saying Bob Stewart said that the concert, I wasn't there myself. I wish I had been. The Johnson County Landmark concert this last Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday was a great success. I understand, though, that graduation is sort of devastating your reed section.
Yeah. Well, I've been very fortunate. There's two tenor players that have been freshmen and in Johnson County Landmark for 3 years. They were in the Jazz Repertory Ensemble for a year. But I've had them from the very beginning, and they are both graduating here in the spring. And then my lead alto player has finished his master's work, and he's on his way to Austin, Texas to do a DMA. And
splendid.
And my second alto is also a classical bassoonist, and
really?
He's graduating in the spring as well. So we have a lot of chairs to fill, a lot of holes to fill.
Oh, it sounds like it. And this wasn't your last concert of the year.
No, maybe the last concert, but we always have a year-ending event in May where we have a big band dance at the mill. So we'll be holding that on Thursday, May 4th, with the Latin Jazz Ensemble and the Jazz Repertory Ensemble, and, you know, playing repertory material that is meant to be danced to.
Well, splendid. Thank you so very much. Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan, will be performed by Professor John Rapson and a cast of very talented musicians and actors in the Voxman Music Building Concert Hall. That's at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 20th. And I'd like to go out with one that is another one of my favorites, I must admit. Can you tell us a little bit about Morning Skip?
Yeah, Morning Skip is the story of how, after the crash, Zarif turned right around and started all over again. He had never left his little rented apartment, even though he had made a lot of money. And he had a little teeny stand right off of Main Street. He had never opened up a bigger place. He was never ostentatious. So it was easy for him to just go out and start selling tamales on the street again. And then eventually was able to get his feet back on the ground. And during that time, he started buying up General Electric stock for, you know, 75 cents a share, and AT&T and Union Carbide. And he just bought into all of these organizations when they cut rate prices after the stock market crash. He didn't give up on it. His kids didn't know that he had lost everything. Nobody knew he had lost his citizenship. He didn't complain about any of those things. He just turned right around and put his nose to the grindstone and started to work again. And so this is trying to tell that story.
An amazing story about an amazing individual. Professor John Rapson, thank you so much for being with us this morning. This is going to be a great performance. It's Thursday, April 20th at the Voxman Music Building Concert Hall, 7:30 p.m. Hot Tamale Louie. And from Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan. This one is called Morning Skip.
Thank you.
Skip. That comes to us from Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan. And the gentleman who performed that music and composed it right here in front of me, Professor John Rapson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And this is going to be a great concert. We'll remind you again, it is Thursday, April 20th at the Voxman Music Building Concert Hall at 7:30 p.m. And I have to go back to this, though. We were talking just before we left about how many of these folks with you are students and former students of yours who have gone on.
Yeah, no, I count it a conceit and honor that I've had the chance to work with five of my former students, Justin LeDuc and on the drums, and Blake Shaw on bass, Ryan Smith on reeds and flute, and Tara Dutcher. That's her her married name, but she has a stage name of Tara McGovern. So I need to make sure that everybody knows her stage name. She's a violinist, a classical violinist, who studied improvisation with me years ago in the middle 90s, and then has gone on after getting married to do a lot of Irish folk music. And she and her husband are the core of the Beggarmen. So you can look for her in other ways. Anyway, to have all of these students, Dan Padley, great composer in his own right, playing guitar for us, and so using the event as a way to bring more alumni into the scene.
Well, splendid. Thank you so much. Professor John Rapson, thank you for taking your time to be here with us this morning. This is Jazz 88.3 KCCK.